Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by the Dell Technology Small Business Podference 2.0 podcast series, available on odyssey.com/Dell. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Baldy, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. How you doing?
Dusty, AJ, I'm doing great. They tell me that the season starts 100 days from this coming Tuesday. So that seems like we're getting ready for a pretty good countdown.
Here we go. You know, I love Baldy's breakdowns, and I've seen you break him down in the past, and he's obviously been a hot topic of conversation around here because, in my opinion, the Bengals screwed it up when they went with Ja'Marr Chase and they skipped over Penei Sewell. Penei Sewell in Detroit. As a guy who had his hand in the ground, what do you think of Penei Sewell kind of being the anchor to transform this rebuild in Detroit?
Well, I mean, they're putting him at right tackle, which is a little bit bizarre to me. He's only been a left tackle for here in Oregon. So he's, they haven't put the pads on or anything like that. But I mean, he's struggling a little bit the way most guys that try to go from one side to the other side. So, I'm not sure exactly what Detroit is thinking about. He looked like he was just doing fine at left tackle. That's where I thought they would plug him in at, move the other guy. But so he's struggling right now, but there's a lot of rookie offensive linemen that struggle early on. He's only 20 years old. He's got a big future in front of him.
Now, the person that he's spent much of his time at Oregon protecting is Justin Herbert, heading into his sophomore season in the league. So curious to hear what you think of what the Chargers have done this offseason to support Herbert, give him weapons, and where you think the Chargers can possibly, what kind of damage they can do, given that they are, you know, going against the Kansas City Chiefs all the time.
AJ, they can't do any more than they've done. I mean, they got him the best center in football.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts there with the snap. Corey Linsley comes from Green Bay. He was first-team All-Pro. They get him a new coach, Brandon Staley. You know, he was like the boy wonder coming out of the Rams, completely turned that defense around in a year. They added Matt Filer from the Pittsburgh Steelers to go play right guard. He gave him an offensive line. They brought in Jared Cook, a tight end, to kind of replaced Hunter Henry. I don't know. I'm like, I think the world of Justin Herbert. I thought he was phenomenal last year. And as a guy that did his first start on national radio last year against the Chiefs, I thought he had a breakout star season last year. But, I mean, I think he could be Josh Allen good this year.
Wow. Brian Baldinger is our guest, Odyssey NFL insider. You know, one of the big stories about this offseason, whether it started with Russell Wilson and this has calmed down a little bit, now you have Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones kind of flaring up, is players are more vocal about being unsatisfied with their current positions. As you know, as a guy who's been in tune with the league for so long, you know, how do you feel about, as a former player, with players kind of in becoming more of a player friendly league and these players, you know, being vocal about when they want out or more saying what the franchise is doing?
Well, some of it is just the Tom Brady effect.
Yep.
I mean, Tom Brady did not want to stay in New England. There was a War of the Roses. He wanted a long-term contract. They didn't want to give it to him. So he just, you know, he really surveyed the landscape, looked at those Chargers, looked at a lot of different teams. The Raiders, looked at the Bucks and went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl. And I think Aaron Rodgers says, I can do that. I think, you know, Russell Wilson looks at that. He was at the Super Bowl in Tampa, sitting next to the commissioner. He's looking at that and go, I can do that. Mm-hmm. Like, support me, and I'll show you what I can do. And so I think part of it is that. And then part of it is these guys are looking at the NBA going, let's just create some super teams. Right. You know, let's just, like, let's all band together and to heck with these GMs and, you know, some of these personnel people. We know the league better than they do. Let's try to put some teams together. And I think that's coming. I think that's coming in the NFL. It's a little bit more prohibitive because there's more injuries and the contracts are a little bit more difficult to sort of get out of. But I think that is, I think that's coming to the NFL, because honestly, the only leverage a player ever has if he's unhappy is to withhold their services. And some of these guys like Aaron Rodgers said, okay, fine. Now I'll sit out a year, and maybe they will, maybe they won't, maybe you got to call their bluff. But I think that's, you know, that's always had, the players have always had that prerogative if they wanted to do it.
You think that is a good thing for the league?
No, I don't think any of that is good, because it makes it less stable, but it gives you a lot to talk about in the offseason.
You know? Damn right, I mean, it does.
So the league doesn't really mind that at all. Like, we're talking, you know, we should be talking about the NBA championships or the NHL right now. We're talking about these players, so and what they might end up doing. I mean, we're doing a show tonight on NFL Total Access, and we're talking about Julio Jones and what's a good fit for him, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I mean, we're talking about the league 24/7, and I know the people on Park Avenue don't mind that at all.
Yeah, those super teams starting to happen with Mr. Tom Brady returning all 22 of the starters from the Super Bowl last year. How hard do you think it is going to be for somebody to disrupt what Tom Brady and Tampa Bay have tried to do to go back to back?
Well, you know, their defense coordinator has come out and said, rightfully so, that you can return the same team, but it's not this, it's not, it's going to be a different year.
Sure.
It's going to be a different team. And so, I mean, it's great that Shaq Barrett and JPP and Lavonte David, like, they kept the whole band together somehow. I don't know how they did it. They deserve either an Oscar or an Emmy or something, but you know, the people that did that, but it's going to be a different year. It always is. You know, I mean, health is always an issue. People don't play the same. They have different schedule. You know, so all those things are going to will affect it. But, I mean, they won it in a year where it was, you know, a pandemic. They never got to know each other until the start of the season. There was no preseason. I have a feeling that they're going to be really good and really hard to stop.
You know, we talk about Tampa bringing back all 22, but – you know, very kind of lost in the shuffle right now is Kansas City has rebuilt their entire offensive line, seemingly. How do you feel about, you know, the acquisitions they made, bringing in guys like Kyle Long out of retirement? You got Orlando Brown, Joe Tooney, Austin Blythe. They've reformed this offensive line, in which was one of the best in the league from a year ago.
Yeah, and I think all the moves have been phenomenal. I mean, Joe Tooney might be the highest-paid guard in football. Zeus, Orlando Brown, wanted to play left tackle. Baltimore's got an all-pro left tackle, Ronnie Stanley. He forced his way out of there. His job is to protect Patrick Mahomes. He did that for Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma about as well as you could do it. You know, he's nicknamed Zeus for a reason. Like, he's, you know, he feels like he's God some days. So, and almighty. So, I mean, Kansas City, at least they recognize that their most important asset is Patrick Mahomes. And if we are allowed to, if somebody can chase him around the yard all Sunday, our chances of winning and him staying healthy go down precipitously. So, I think Kansas City made all the right moves. They did all the right things. And they should be raring to go this year.
Obviously, we've got OTAs happening right now. Aaron Rodgers stealing a whole lot of the spotlight, given that he's chilling in Hawaii playing his guitar instead of showing up at OTAs. But the Seahawks also having a lot of veterans, not, you know, this is a weird offseason still, as where the world is emerging from the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of veterans not coming to OTAs with their teams. What's the biggest thing you can take away from an offseason like this, where a lot of veterans aren't as present as they normally would be?
Yeah, I mean, I think OTAs are really important for young players, for development, for learning a playbook. If they're changing teams, I think it's really important to get to know the culture and the playbook. All that. I think that's valuable, but you know, for a lot of these veteran players, really, I think they're more guilty of overtraining than and overworking than anything else. Mm. I mean, the season is arduous. It's difficult on the body. It's difficult mentally. I think players need to get away. When I grew up, in Dallas in the 80s, I mean, we didn't see the facility until April 1st. We played a lot of off-season basketball. We did a lot of other things. But, I mean, we took 3 months off. And so, not totally. I mean, we did our own thing. But, I think some of this stuff for a lot of veteran players, it's good to kind of rest and get away. The season is hard enough, and now a 17-game schedule. When they get to training camp, these veterans know when the light goes on, what it's time to do. And I think most of them understand that.
Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider. We always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Baldy. And you're the first person ever to use the word precipitously on this show. So thank you for that. Dropping the big vocab.
Was it used correctly?
It was. Yeah. You nailed it too.
Right. Okay. I'm just checking. I mean, I could throw a lot of, big words out there and use them wrong. So.
Well, you nailed that one. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for your time.
All right, Dusty. You got it, man. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.